I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener, because that is what I really want to be. And if I was an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be so proud of me. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset, have a little bit of fun, and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and yeah, I'm having fun today, gals. Hey, listen, if we can't giggle, I don't know. What's it all about, right? I don't know why, I don't know where it came from, but suddenly that stupid little song, which was an ad back in the day, I don't know when, came to my mind, and I realized I remember the whole song. Well, how silly is that? It's fun to be silly. Let's talk about silliness. Let's talk about levity. Let's talk about our ability to laugh. Oh, more important than any of that, can we laugh at ourselves? Oh man, I hope so. I really hope so. But before I do that, welcome to Snippet Land. This is a snippet. I'm Becca Jacobson. I think I already said that. And if you're new in Snippet Land, yeah, we do get serious here, I promise. But as I said, if we can't giggle a little bit, I don't even want to be here. Gals, I've been looking through some of my statistics, my analytics, my numbers of the podcast. And you know, coming up next month on the 11th of March marks 3 years I've been doing these snippets, 3 years. And we are going to approach right around the same time. I can't quite pinpoint the number. My 600th episode. So celebration's coming, right? Whether it's on the same day or near the same day, those are fat numbers. 3 years and 600 episodes. I gotta tell you, I'm proud of myself. And you know what? I went back and looked, and there are snippets out there that like 3 people have heard. 2 people, 10 people. In the first 6 months, even the first year that I was doing this, nobody was listening to me, my dears. Nobody. It was like, hello, world, are you out there? How do I get you to hear me? I didn't know. I really didn't know how. I've since learned a lot about podcasting. I've invested in education around podcasting and coaching. So I'm not the same woman I was in March of 2023 when I turned on this microphone and just brazenly said, hi, I'm Becca and I'm a podcaster. But you know, that's how we start. We don't have to wait for permission to be anything. We do not have to wait for permission to be or do anything. One more time. We do not have to wait for permission to build the lives we want. And if I was waiting for permission, I wouldn't be here today talking to you, and you wouldn't be hearing my voice. Gals, that's my message for you today. Who do you want to be, and what the heck are you waiting for? Seriously, we don't have to wait for permission. And not only that, nobody, literally nobody, is going to show up one day with a text message, an email, or a knock on your door saying, you know what, I think you're ready. Let's move you to the next stage, the happier stage, the more peaceful stage of your life. You're ready. You've earned it, my dear. The time has come. Let's get things moving here. Right? It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's entirely up to us what our lives are going to be like. And if we don't, first of all, of course, put down the bottle and then take the next step, because we know it's not about the alcohol, but that's, of course, where it has to start. But once we do that, where do we go? What do we do? We've got to learn how to step up for ourselves and start building the life we want without permission, without waiting to feel worthy, without waiting to feel like we actually can get the things we want. We actually can live the life we want. And I am not talking about building a podcast or build anything like that. I mean, you can if you want. You can do anything you want. I'm just talking about permission to be happy, to be peaceful, to walk through this world. Well, those are the two best words I can come up with, happy and peaceful, because if we don't have that, what do we have, right? Nothing. And for many of us, we don't even feel worthy of that. I hear women and I talk to women, and if you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe once this is healed or once that's done or this thing's done, maybe then I'll feel a sense of relief inside of me that I can move forward in joy and happiness. But first there's this thing from the past and that thing that happened, and there's this thing and there's all the drinking, and then there's the things that I did that I'm ashamed of, and then there's oh, remember this happened and that, and all these things, I have to overcome them all before I can just be happy. The answer to that is no, you don't. Now, of course, it's going to be really hard to be happy, peaceful, joyous when you're carrying emotions like that, difficult emotions like that. That's why we have to go through, we want to come through the journey of emotional growth that I talk about here endlessly, because it's not about the alcohol, it's an emotional journey. So of course you have to do that, but that doesn't mean you have to wait until that day to start feeling the emotions of relief, of joy, of worthiness, of happiness. The two really can coexist. They can. You can still be at the beginning of your journey or midway or wherever you are on the path to emotional growth that we all want and we all need. But while you're on that journey, you can also experience happiness. And really, what you need to do that is only one thing, permission from yourself. So today, that's what I want you to do. I'm here. If you were waiting for someone to say, you have my permission, if you were waiting for that text, that email, someone to knock on the door, call you up, if you're waiting for permission, then here it is. It has arrived. I now grant you full permission to be happy, to love yourself, to be free, to enjoy your life. And now you're saying, well, how the hell do I do that, Becca? Agreed. There's a journey involved. But I'm inviting you today to recognize that it's okay to just feel happy and a little bit playful and a little bit silly today, even though you've got wounds that need healing, even though it seems like a long journey ahead. It's okay to just stop in the moment and say, yeah, but everything's okay right now. That's all good. Listen, gals, I haven't reached the end of my journey. That's for sure, because the end is the day I stop breathing. There's so much growth ahead. But it doesn't stop me from saying, hey, this is pretty awesome right here, right now, today. I can just enjoy this moment. And so today I come to you with permission. I don't have the authority, but since we seem to want permission, I'll take it on. Okay, there it is. You now have permission to be happy. And in many ways, it really is a decision. It really is. We think we have to feel bad. We think we have to wait, but we don't. As I've said already, even though we still have emotions that need healing, even though the journey is still ahead of us, we can be happy in this moment. And the way to do it is simply deciding, giving yourself a break, giving yourself permission to be happy in the moment. Now, one of the biggest stumbling blocks along the way is actually not anger at others or circumstances, but it's anger and shame towards ourselves, worthiness towards happiness. This was a huge one for me. I remember for the longest time when people would be sort of lighthearted and kind of giggly and silly around me, it really annoyed me because I was so tangled up in negative emotional knots inside. That I remember thinking, really, seriously thinking, how can you be so happy? How can you laugh? There's nothing to laugh about. Life sucks, man, and I don't feel good. I'm unhappy. I'm full of shame. I'm tangled up in knots. I wasn't thinking those exact thoughts, but that was the general gist of it. It was like, how can you just sit there and laugh? I mean, you know? And so what we do is we use alcohol or other escape routes to give ourselves permission to lighten up. You know, three glasses of wine and you're open to a giggle. Throw a comedy on the tube at the same time and there you have it. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to relax. It's okay to let go because I've got my wine. Maybe I'm watching a movie that's lighthearted and I can now unwind and relax. No wonder we don't want to give those things up. It's the only time we let go. And so this is permission to say, I may not have had a glass of wine. I may not be watching something to lift my mood, but I can just stop in the moment, take a deep breath and say, yeah, there's something funny about all of this nonsense. Maybe you want to recite an old silly ad from 25, 30, 40, I don't know how many years ago. I don't know, but it's okay. The sky's not going to fall if you allow yourself to be happy, even though you still feel bad about yourself. And that really was what held me back. I hadn't overcome the shame of the things that I had done in my younger days. Mainly that was it. It was, even though I had trauma from my past, I'd been in abusive situations and I had to heal that. It wasn't really that. It was more my own shame towards myself. I don't really deserve to be happy. Again, I didn't actually say those words, but I know that that was the underlying feeling behind it. It was just like, how can I, dare I be lighthearted when I've done those things that I did, even though it was 15, 20, 25 years ago as time went on. So gals, all I wanted to do today was come on board and give you permission to crack a smile, be a little bit silly, lighten up, give yourself a break, even though you have a journey ahead of you. Because as I said, the journey will never end. So if you're waiting for an endpoint to be happy, you're going to wait forever because we keep growing and growing and growing. That's what we do in Snippet Land anyway. So today's the day to grab a little bit of silliness. And if you want some help lightening up, I recently started a new series direct to your inbox every Saturday. I'm sending smiles from Snippet Land. This is a short little message that is guaranteed to make you smile. That's where I allow the silliness to come through, the humor to come through, and I'm intentionally light and short. So any of you who are receiving messages from me in your inbox, you're now getting the Saturday smiles from Snippet Land. And if you're not getting messages from me in your inbox, what on earth are you waiting for? Go to the show notes, tap the link, give me your email, and in return, I'm going to send you the Saturday smiles from Snippet Land. But if that's too complicated, and I'm not making fun of you, I recently heard from more than one woman, I don't know how to find the show notes, Becca. Where are they? Then don't worry about it. Just shoot me an email and ask for the Saturday smiles at Becca@BeccaJacobson.com. That's Becca@BeccaJacobson.com. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.